Hurricane Ida killed more than 60 people, including 43 in the Northeast. It wreaked havoc on highways and subway systems and fuel and electricity sources. And yet, more than 40 million Americans plan to travel over the Labor Day weekend. Let's check in now with Here and Now's transportation analyst, Seth Kaplan. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Scott.
Now, I don't know about you, Seth, but 43 million Americans are planning to hit the road this weekend. And that's a little shy of 2019, before the pandemic. So despite this Delta variant, does this suggest a lot of us really need to get away?
You're right. It's a big number. And the question is, how big? And the answer, like everything during the pandemic, is kind of, it depends compared to what. And you mentioned that the relevant comparisons to last year and also to 2019. And what's different about Labor Day as opposed to Memorial Day is that Memorial Day, if you look at data, let's say from the firm Arrivalist, which tracks GPS data, Memorial Day this year was considerably up from a year earlier, and it was almost as good as Memorial Day 2019, back before the pandemic. Labor Day, their forecast is for a different story. Arrivalist says it's going to be down significantly from 2019, down about 10%, and down about 1% from 2020. And the difference now, I mean, of course, there's a vaccine and all the rest of that, all the good news we've had this past year, but of course, the Delta variant, as you said, Scott. Last Labor Day, there was some optimism. Things seemed to be getting better before the fall surge that we all know about afterwards. This year, kind of the opposite. Things were good, now getting worse.
I see. Now, for those who are traveling, the numbers suggest that travelers in general are picking driving over flying. So have airline flights started to really fall off?
Well, there's always some lag time between sort of the reality in the world and the perception in the world and then the impact on bookings. I know people recently who have taken trips, anecdotally talking to people, taken trips that they booked a month or two back when they thought things were on the upswing. And they went ahead and took those trips anyway because they were booked, but maybe they're not booking new trips. And that also, if you look at the data and you listen to the airlines, seems to be suggesting seems to be what's happening in the aggregate. You've got airlines now, which had been rapidly expanding. I mean, Scott, it was a few weeks ago we were talking about airlines that expanded so quickly they couldn't fly their schedules. Now, when you look at the Cirium schedule data going forward, they're paring their fall schedules. Still flying more than last year, but not as much more. Not catching up to 2019 in the same way they expected.
Okay, so paring back, are they doing anything with fares? Are they lowering fares to try to keep us in the air?
Yeah, it's sort of that mix of – it's always a supply and demand balance, right? So now that they, in the near term here, have more seats flying than maybe they would have had flying had they known about the Delta variant, yes, you're starting to see some more discounting because – that's the only way for them to fill the seats. They'd like to get more money rather than less, but they always want to get something rather than having an empty seat. And they're doing some of that here, some better deals for people who do want to travel this fall and winter than you might have thought there would have been based on how things were a couple months ago.
Yeah. And quickly, let me ask you about gas prices. Some people are going to drive no matter what. We know Ida hit refineries and demand is up. Any sense that gas prices are going up right now?
They are, and there's always some impact on that on demand, but driving has been relatively resilient. That's been one pattern throughout the pandemic. Whatever's happening, there's always impact on everything. When people get scared, there's less travel, but there's been more of an impact on flying than on driving. Now, does that make sense epidemiologically? That's a question. You know, is driving so much safer than flying? That's a question, but the perception, at least, people shy away from flying more than they have shied away from driving.
All right, Here Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, thanks.
Thanks, Scott.